Robots Radio presents
Hi there, and welcome to the Hidden Pixels Podcast, a show highlighting those gaming stories you might have missed on your first playthrough. I'm your host, Sebastian Nazaro. On this episode, we're exploring Toby Fox's self-aware adventure hit, Undertale. This game is unlike any other you've played. At its core, it tells the story of Frisk, a child who falls down a hole and discovers a world of monsters living beneath the earth, in a world known as the Underground. As the player controls Frisk, they can decide whether to kill every monster they come across or befriend them and pacify them in some other way. The game keeps track of how many monsters you kill or don't kill, and reacts differently depending on your actions. This game is smart, hilarious, and executed perfectly. During your adventures, Frisk meets a lot of interesting and unique characters, each with their own concerns that you might be able to help solve. We'll hang out with one of those monsters today. And stick around after the story for details on yet another giveaway, and this time, it's chock full of Undertale goodies. Alright, let's dive in. The child named Frisk had finally made it. After trekking through large portions of the underground, they finally reached the large illuminated building, MTT Resort, owned by the charismatic and undeniably beautiful robot superstar, Metaton. Frisk needed to pass through the lavish resort in order to continue through the underground, so they knew they couldn't dawdle for very long. However, as they were approaching the doors, a darkened alley around the side of the building caught their eye. Frisk headed towards it, not sure what they expected to find. The alley ended with a makeshift storefront. As with anything else down here in the underground, it was run by monsters. These shop owners were two girls, the left being a blonde crocodile of sorts, and the right being a purple cat monster. They looked indifferent with everything, but perked up as Frisk approached.
Hey, check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Frisk had a lot of random items in their pockets, and figured they might be able to sell some of it off to the girls. They started to take the items out, asking the girls if they wanted to buy something.
Thanks, but we don't really need anything.
Oh my god. Can you get us some Glamburgers?
We don't really need anything.
Wait, I'll pay you 1,000 G if you get Metaton to autograph my butt.
Frisk stood there awkwardly, not too sure what to say to that.
So, what's up?
Frisk hesitated again, but finally asked who the monsters were.
I'm Bratty, and this is my best friend, Bratty.
Frisk smiled and looked over the goods they were selling. A lot of it looked like trash.
The stuff inside is,
totally wicked expensive.
But, this stuff we found is,
totally wicked cheap.
You should,
totally wicked buy all of it.
Frisk asked the girls where they got all of this, stuff.
I mean, where does anyone get guns or food or...
We found it in the garbage!
It's good garbage.
Really good garbage.
Frisk was slightly disturbed. Garbage? Where in the world did you get that?
Where do we get the garbage? This garbage store, duh. Waterfall, mostly.
I found a gun in the dumpster.
Frisk was completely weirded out by now, but there was something fun about these girls. They wanted to keep the conversation going, so they asked the girls what they thought about Metaton, the robot owner of the resort.
Oh my god.
God!
Metaton.
He's actually
my robot husband.
I think we're both going to marry him. He just, doesn't know it yet.
Alright, enough with these two. Frisk had to keep going. They said goodbye to the girls.
Later and stuff.
Frisk exited the alley store and headed back to the actual MTT resort. As they entered the front doors,
they realized how big and beautiful and smelling like motor oil the inside really was. In the center of the room was a huge fountain shaped like Metaton. There were a few monsters milling around, and along the back wall was a gourmet burger shack. Frisk thought that was kind of out of place, so they headed there first. Behind the counter was a nervous-looking monster teenager with a big, forced smile.
Welcome to the MTT Brand Burger Emporium, home of the glam burger. Sparkle up your day.
Frisk again fished around in their pockets, hoping that this store would actually buy their items.
Why is this person trying to sell me something? This is a burger joint. I'm just trying to survive.
Frisk backed off and apologized. They tried to start fresh and talk to the guy, but he cut them right off.
I'm sorry. It's against the rules to talk to customers who haven't bought anything.
Frisk paused. Okay, let's buy something.
How can I help you, oh customer?
Frisk sighed. Now can they talk?
Thanksy! Have a fabuful day!
What? Why do you keep trying to talk to me? I'll get in trouble if I get chummy with the customers.
Sorry. So, I wanted to be an actor. Take it from me, little buddy.
Frisk asked if the guy had any advice for them. Maybe he knew something about getting through the resort and back on their adventure. Instead, he lit up a cigarette.
Yeah, I'm getting on in years, so let me give you some advice, little buddy. You've still got time. Don't live like me. I'm 19 years old, and I've already wasted my entire life.
Frisk tried not to roll their eyes, but instead asked for romance advice.
Listen, I like you, little buddy, so I'm gonna save you a lot of trouble. Never interact with attractive people. Unless you're one of them, they're just going to take advantage of you. Like that time those two chicks asked me to sneak them some glam burgers? And I, a naive teenager that I was, said yes to them. Bad idea.
Two chicks? Glam burgers? Frisk had a feeling as though he already met these girls. They asked the guy to tell the glam burger story.
So I went out to the alley to see those two ladies, and,
see what happens next.
He paused as though he didn't want to continue.
Then my boss saw me and asked what I was doing. I was so startled that the hamburgers in my pockets tumbled out onto the ground. Not wanting to lose face, I scrambled to pick them up. But as I was leaning over, the weight of the remaining hamburgers caused my pants to fall down. Then the girls laughed at me. Everyone calls me Burger Pants now.
Wow, that's, some story. Frisk again didn't quite know what to say. So, they asked about his boss at the resort, Metaton.
Before I came here, it was my dream to work with Metaton.
Well,
be careful what you wish for, little buddy.
Frisk was now intrigued. They asked why Metaton was so bad.
God, have you even looked around? This place is a labyrinth of bad choices. And every time we try to change something for the better, he vetoes it and says that's not how they do it on the surface. Oh, right. Humans are always eating hamburgers made of sequins and glue.
That didn't seem so bad. Frisk dug a little deeper as to why Metaton was so evil.
Why do people find him so attractive? He's literally just a friggin' rectangle.
You know, one time, I bought one of those, kits online to make yourself more rectangular. They don't work.
Oh, okay. This guy is a little strange. Frisk was still holding the glam burger that they bought. They asked Burger Pants if he wanted it back.
Why not just try selling it to those two chicks in the alley?
Well, oh, that seems like a decent idea, actually. Frisk headed back off to the alley, letting their curiosity get the best of them. All they had to do was walk in the door for the girls to break out screaming.
Oh my god, is that a Glamburger?
Oh my god, gimme!
God, Caddy, try to have some self-control.
Sorry.
Because they obviously brought that Glamburger for me.
No way!
Frisk sold them the burger and then mentioned how they got it from Burger Pants. Braddy's face contorted in disgust.
Oh, that guy from the store? Yuck, what a creep.
Yeah, he's a creep.
But he's kinda cute, too.
Come on, Caddy. Don't you have any standards?
Nope.
Frisk chuckled and then left, finally deciding to go through the resort and on their journey through the underground. But as they walked through the lobby again, they couldn't shake the feeling that there was more to this Burger Pants story. Like they could maybe do something to help this guy out. I mean, sure, he was awkward, but he didn't seem malicious or anything. He's just kind of a weird guy. Frisk detoured back into the Burger Emporium. Burger Pants was still there, looking as bored as ever. Frisk asked him if his story was about the two girls in the alley.
Huh? Yeah, those two vendors in the back?
The girls, not the ice cream guy. He keeps on coming in here and asking me stuff like, "Hey, Bergie, what do you think of this joke for the next ice cream wrapper?" Joke? Why are you calling it a joke? You drew a picture of two dudes hugging and wrote, "I love hugs" on it. You somehow understand comedy less than that dude who keeps going on stage and crying about his family. Anyway, I just tell them that they're good because he gives me the ice cream afterwards for free.
Throughout this monologue, Frisk was slowly backing away. Okay, maybe they needed to talk to the girls instead to get this story settled. Back to the alley they went, telling the girls that they talked to Burger Pants. They interrupted immediately, though.
Okay, like, the annoying thing is,
he'd be okay if he just treated us with some respect.
But he just acts really weird.
And then acts like it's our fault that he acts that way.
Like when we asked him to get those Glamburgers.
He dropped them and ran away before we could say anything.
We were like, going to share them.
Really? I wasn't.
Caddy!
Again, Frisk laughed, this time heading back to the burger joint.
The girls were talking about me? They say I should stop acting like they owe me, and if I want to be friends, I should just, see things from their perspective? Wow.
Poor naive little buddy. They've brainwashed you. Friendship is just a hot person's way of making you their slave.
So, what time do they want to hang out?
Frisk smiled the entire way back to the alley. They knew that they were on a bigger adventure and should be moving forward through the underground, but the thought of making Burger Pants' life a little better was too good to pass up. Things hadn't been easy for the guy, and it was the least Frisk could do. When they saw the girls again, they asked the girls whether they wanted to hang with Burger Pants.
Yeah, he should come look for junk with us.
But like, if we let him hang out with us, I just worry it will
be really super fun.
That was not what I was going to say.
But I was close, right?
Boom, back to the Burger Emporium. Frisk could hardly contain themselves, telling Burger Pants that they were definitely open to meeting up. They were just mulling it over. Burger Pants was quiet for a moment before looking up at Frisk with a wide, ecstatic smile.
Hey, little buddy. Wanna help me pick a spicy outfit for my little shindig later?
Though now that I think about it, I had to throw my clothes away to make room for the outfits Metaton gave me.
Don't take it the wrong way. They're just all these weird get-ups. Promotional costumes for holidays, or specials, or because he felt like it. The thing is, though, most of the time, I'm the only employee who has to wear this stuff. Sometimes he even just calls me into his office to
make me put something on. Then he laughs and lets me get back to work as normal. Anyways, I won't sweat it, little buddy. I'll just take it casual. Never let hot people think that you care. That is how they get you.
Man, Burger Pants. Each story just keeps getting slightly more depressing.
Frisk walked out of the store and back to check on the girls. Hopefully they've agreed to meet. Frisk didn't want to consider how this kind of rejection would affect Burger Pants. The girls were hesitant when Frisk returned, telling them the news that Burger Pants was excited to hang out.
Well, that kind of guy, you hang out with him once, then he wants to hang out all the time.
But like, don't you feel bad for him, Bratty?
Poor Burger Pants. Think about how cool we are compared to him. We'd be saving his life with our friendship. His life, Bratty.
So?
Think about all the glam burgers he could get for us.
So is he free after work?
Yes! Frisk did it! They brought a little more joy to Burger Pants' life. They ran back to the Emporium to share the news.
So they want to hang out after work? Ha! Yes! I won't let you down.
He lit another cigarette.
Little buddy, thank you. You brought a tear to the eye of this old man. So, where do they want to go? They want to hang out at the garbage dump? Well, nowhere to go but up, right, little buddy?
That's right, Burger Pants. Nowhere to go but up. Frisk left the Burger Emporium and explored the rest of the resort. They ended up making it through and continuing on their journey. They even saved the entire underground, allowing the monsters there to climb to the surface and live free lives. But they never forgot their time in the resort. They never forgot the garbage girls, Bratty and Caddy. And they never forgot Burger Pants and how all he wanted was a couple of friends. Undertale is a game that respects your choice for digging deeper, following up on conversations, backtracking to previously explored areas, and even the simple act of letting certain monsters live give new perspectives on the entire storyline. For such a simple-looking game, it has a very complicated plot that requires multiple playthroughs just to get through it all. And sometimes all it takes is talking to the right monster at the right time to get awesome little stories like the one shared today. Undertale is all about choice and consequence, holding the player responsible for their actions. The meta aspect of this game is one of a kind, and is apparent in the follow-up game Deltarune as well. Insanely smart and stitching your side funny, Undertale will remain a classic for a long, long time. Okay, as I said at the top of the show, we have another giveaway for you fine folks. All you have to do is follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Hidden Pixels Podcast, and then message me the password to enter. You can also message us privately on Discord or email us at hiddenpixelspodcast@gmail.com. This time, the password is Temmie. That's T-E-M-M-I-E. Temmie. You know, from the game. Send that to the show in a private message. You don't want everybody else to get the password that easily. And then you'll get an entry. Do it on multiple different platforms, multiple different ways. You'll get an entry for each. Or do that and join our Patreon at the Tested Traveler level to get 3 bonus entries. This is your chance to get free stuff, including a copy of the game and a bunch of other Undertale prizes. So enter early, enter often, and enter as many different ways as you can. Speaking of Patreon, we have a couple new patrons at the $1 a month level, which we call here at Hidden Pixels Eager Explorers. While they don't get their names called out at that level, I'm sorry guys, I do want to let you know that I am so appreciative of your support. Of course, anyone can support for as little as $1, and you'll get access to some great benefits on our Discord channel. Right now, we're doing a bracket challenge every single week for our patrons, and they've decided the best Pokemon type, which is Dark. They've decided which Smash Brothers character is the best to play as. And we'll do a bunch of other ones, such as like GTA locations or Fallout characters and a bunch of other stuff. So if you support the show, you too can have a say in these debates. And I understand if financially supporting the show isn't possible, you can still join the Discord and take part in our Pixel Adventure. This is a choose-your-own-adventure story where all the members of the Discord get to decide what happens next. Check out the link in the show notes and come on by and say hi. We also have a couple of new reviews on Apple Podcasts that we need to bring attention to. Thanks to Aramithius, the host of the awesome Written in Uncertainty podcast. He talks about all Elder Scrolls lore, goes deep dives. It is fantastic. You got to check that out. Also, Crypto Dave, who is one of the newer members of the Robots Radio podcast network with the Cryptid Cast. Thank you so much for sending your review as well. And thanks to Stumbling Mike for your review as well. I really appreciate the kind words. I love that you're all enjoying the show and really appreciate what you say. If you also want to help the show out, iTunes reviews are the best way to give the show some exposure. And I understand if you don't have iTunes, just tell a person in real life. Tell a gamer friend or somebody you meet online that you're playing a game with. Getting the word out there any way we can will only help the show grow and will allow me to share these hidden stories with that many more people. So I mentioned the Robots Radio Podcast Network. Check it out. We are adding new shows, it seems like every week at this point. Just to pick one, they're all amazing. But Under the Shroud is fantastic. The creator, Ian, is amazing. He's brilliant. And he's making this world that is so realistic, involving demons and harpies and all sorts of creatures living in modern day, but somewhat in secret. It's fantastic. Done in a radio drama style that is just like, it blows my mind. So check out Under the Shroud and check out all the other shows on there. That's just one of so many that are doing a great job. Oh, and I have some pretty exciting news for myself. I released a new podcast this week called The Outer World Show. It is a show going into the lore, the gameplay, and news, current news about Obsidian's new RPG coming out this fall, The Outer Worlds. In it, I'll go over some bite-sized information so that you'll be fully prepared by the time the game comes out. I'd really appreciate it if you could give it a listen and let me know what you think. I just want to get the conversation going. I am so hyped for that game. So join the conversation and let's talk about what should be a great, great game. It's available now on any podcatcher. The intro episode's up. Should be out every Tuesday. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Okay, I think that's everything. Next episode, we're headed back to the Division with another smaller post-outbreak story. I think we're going to head to DC this time, so come back for that. Thank you all for listening. I couldn't do it without you. And we'll see you next time. This episode of the Hidden Pixels podcast was written, recorded, and produced by me, Sebastian Azzaro. All episode music information can be found in the show notes or on our website, hiddenpixelspodcast.com. If you like what you heard, please consider showing your support on our Patreon page at patreon.com/hiddenpixelspodcast. Every bit helps to continue to share these hidden stories. And if you like what you heard, or even if you didn't, please rate and review the show on any major podcast streaming platform. And find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Hidden Pixels Podcast. Or on our Discord channel, where we're continuing the stories after the story. Links to all are in our show notes as well. And as always, thanks for listening.
Are you into the cyberpunk tabletop games or excited for Cyberpunk 2077? Are you looking to brush up on the lore, stay up on all the latest news, and talk about the game when it comes out? Check out the Cyberpunk Lorecast, a show from Robots Radio with me, your host, Robots. We'll go over all the details you need to know about the world, characters, and story of Cyberpunk. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Should introduce myself. I'm Corin Black, a humble half-demon, and folks around Baltimore call me the Devil's Runt. Here we go, finally moving again.
How do you feel about methamphetamines?
You know, devil's blood don't make you a devil.
Under the Shroud, fantasy, noir, and horror from Baltimore's sin-soaked streets. Find creator Ian Humphrey on Twitter @FictionalIan.